Good morning. It is Saturday, the 25th of September. We're going to come in with some baseball games here. First, we'll recap the college football real quick as well for the end of this broadcast. And we still got NFL coming. And we had a nice day in baseball yesterday, 7-1, including the second added game on the St. Louis and Chicago Cubs doubleheader. Had the total in the first game. Didn't play the side and went with the side in the second game. So we're going to start right out with that. For today's picks, we're going to go with St. Louis on money line, minus 145. Now, again, these are going to be all juice. I have 7 plays, just like yesterday. Well, we had 7 plus an added one, 8 yesterday. These are all juiced. It doesn't look as valuable ROI-wise in perspective ROI as yesterday, but they're all valuable plays. They're situational plays. Just, when you come off, we've been streaking for a while in baseball. Overall, it's been great. I don't think it's going to stop today, but just be careful. That being said, St. Louis minus 145. Lester over Sampson. All right. Philadelphia, run line, -1.5, -125. Pittsburgh's on the road at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, Suarez versus Crow of Pittsburgh. Advantages all around. You hate to have to give up the 1.5, and I'm not playing Philadelphia at minus 276 or so. Game 3, Toronto to beat Minnesota by 1.5 at minus 120. And Toronto still thinks they're in the playoff hunt. It looks like it's going to be the Red Sox, Yankees, and Tampa Bay from that division. And then, like I said, Red Sox, Yankees, wild card. But don't tell that to Toronto and don't tell that to Seattle. They think they're in it. And mathematically, they are. And actually, quite frankly, either one of them could do it. They just have to get hot. Seattle's hot. Toronto's not necessarily. Let's give this to Toronto to take it on the run line. Next game is Atlanta over San Diego. Atlanta minus 120 on the money line. Just win by one. Situationally against, Atlanta has all to play for. San Diego, I'm pretty sure they realize they're out now. The Cardinals have really wrapped it up. Speaking of the Cardinals, once they lose, I don't believe I'll be playing them again this season, even in the playoffs. Well, we're going to see about that. They will be in a wild card game versus the Dodgers or the Giants. I don't know that it'd be possible to bet against one of those two teams, but if the Cardinals are a big enough underdog, typically that's a smart play in the playoffs. But let's worry about that when we get there. In the meantime, Atlanta on the run line or on the money line. Next game, San Francisco visiting Colorado. San Francisco on the money line minus 140. You have to play San Francisco here. Colorado is a top five type team at home. Their lineup is set to play at home. Today is not going to be their day. I've been thinking that San Francisco is going to lose the lead to the Dodgers. They're up by one. There's only 8 games left. I don't think it's today. Speaking of which, the Dodgers then are the next game. Take them on the run line, minus 145 to beat Arizona. Same exact situation as yesterday. Every advantage is the same. Pitching, everything is the same. And the juice was minus 140 yesterday. We covered that 4-2. Expect that or better today. You hate to pay minus 145 to win by 1.5, but when every single possible advantage in this game is for the Dodgers, you have to pay the juice and give up the extra run. The final game is Seattle minus 145. This would not be a play if there wasn't a situational situation involved here. Seattle's a better team. Seattle's on the road. Pitching matchup is no huge advantage on either side. So Seattle minus 145 is true odds. There's no advantage there other than the unwritten. There's no stats on this, but Seattle is on a roll and needs to win, and the Angels are done. And there's nothing for the Angels to play for other than ruining somebody else's season. So this goes to Seattle. Like I said, now these are all good plays. They're all juiced. We've got to have at least 4 out of 3, but 5-2, 6-1 is really what we're looking for. So recap real quick: St. Louis money line, Philadelphia run line, Toronto run line, Atlanta money line, San Francisco money line, Dodgers run line, Seattle money line. The football games, again, we did lose the Liberty game. They blew that one, whatever. All right, Maryland, Kent State under 71, Army minus 7.5, and the same game over 48. Georgia Southern and Louisiana Lafayette under 54. Utah State, Boise under 70. NC, North Carolina over Georgia Tech minus 13. BYU, South Florida under 54. Arizona State, Colorado under 45. Kansas State plus 5.5. I actually think they're going to win that game outright. I'll take the 5.5. Alabama, Southern Miss under 58.5. Vanderbilt, Georgia under 54.5. Florida, Tennessee under 64. NC State, Clemson under 47.5. Those are the official plays. I have some strong leans. I have a number of leans. I'm not going to address those. I have, as I mentioned in yesterday's broadcast, which I went into further detail on these, there are some strong leans that I just want to wait for a live bet. I'm willing to just not play it if it never goes the right way. But if I can get a better line, more advantageous line, I'm going to take it on the following games. Iowa, minus 23. I want to improve on that line. And I think it will. I think Iowa finishes strong and starts a little sluggish most of the time. Utah minus 15, I want to get under 2 touchdowns for sure. Arizona State minus 14, I want to get under 2 touchdowns for sure. I had Louisiana, by the way, yesterday. I didn't put this as a lean to watch. I'm changing that as a lean to watch. Louisville visiting Florida State. They're a 1-point favorite. I really like Louisville. I'm having a hard time pulling the trigger on the against the home team in this situation. But Louisville's got so many advantages to win this. I'm going to look for a Louisville live if Florida State jumps up to a scores first by a touchdown. A field goal won't matter, but a touchdown, I think I'm probably jumping on Louisville. I've got Texas and Texas Tech to go over 62. I want that to be a little bit lower number. Memphis, Texas, San Antonio. I like the home team to win this. Thought about taking the money line, but instead I'll just wait. If Texas, San Antonio takes the lead, then I take Memphis. Michigan State, minus 5. I'm a little more high on Nebraska than most of the groups are, most people are. So although I like Michigan State, minus 5 at home, I'd like to see Nebraska jump out to a lead and get a better line. Same game, I like under 52, but I like to see some junk scoring real quick, where the pace of the game's not really affected, and take a under a higher number. I like Rutgers plus 20.5. These are yesterday's numbers. The lines have changed. Sure, I think that might be 20 now, but I want to get that. I'd like to get it over 30, and that's it. All right, coming still with NFL football, and I'll recap everything at that point. Good luck with these.